This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli ground forces are operating against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in all of the Gaza Strip, a military spokesperson said on Sunday. He says the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, continued to extend its ground operation against Hamas centers in all of the Gaza Strip. The military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters in Tel Aviv, saying the forces are coming face-to-face with terrorists and killing them. Palestinians in Khan Yunis City, the besieged Gaza Strip city, mourn their loved ones who were killed in an Israeli bombardment on Sunday morning. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Bodies wrapped in white sheets continue to arrive at the Nasser Hospital morgue, especially since last Friday when Israel expanded its operations to the south of the Strip. Sami al-Najela, a Palestinian man from Khan Yunis, said he was going to evacuate his family when an Israeli strike struck a three-story house in the area. The occupation didn't give us any time. The three-floor building was destroyed completely, he said, holding the body of a child in his lap. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Commercial ships have come under attack by drones and missiles in the Red Sea, and a U.S. warship there opened fire in self-defense as part of an hours-long assault claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels. That's according to comments from multiple officials on Sunday. The attack potentially marked a major escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Multiple vessels found themselves in the crosshairs of a single Houthi assault for the first time in the conflict.